I'm Matt Bush for WCQS News. A bill that would make elections for superior and district court judges in North Carolina partisan again has cleared the State House of Representatives. Wednesday's vote follows a trend to add partisanship back to judicial elections in North Carolina, meaning the party affiliation of a candidate would be listed on the ballot. Starting in 2002, all elections were nonpartisan. Court of Appeals races became partisan last year, and Supreme Court races will now be in the future, too. Western Carolina University political analyst Chris Cooper says adding partisanship back to such elections will almost certainly increase voter turnout for them.
If you've got a nonpartisan election, you don't know, you don't have the shorthand or this kind of psychological heuristic that we can use to say, hey, this person probably is pro-choice or pro-life or believes in bigger government or believes in smaller government. We've got to either investigate the issue deeply or we've got to vote just based on gut. And folks are more likely to do the latter than the former.
But the timing and intent of this bill are certainly of note, says Cooper. Last year, a candidate aligned with Democrats, but not so on the ballot, won a state Supreme Court seat. That ran counter to results in other statewide elections, which Republicans dominated in 2016. A month after the election, the Republican-controlled General Assembly okayed making Supreme Court elections partisan.
An ostensibly Democratic candidate won in some very, very Republican districts. And so I think this is probably a move that is trying to level the playing field there. I think you've got the Republicans in charge who would like to get the court more in their favor. And so they're thinking, hey, let's make that change.
One difference between December and now is a Democrat, Roy Cooper, is governor. If the measure reaches him and Cooper vetoes it, there is not enough support to override that veto based on Wednesday's vote total. 65 representatives voted yes for the bill, 7 shy of the 72 votes needed to override a veto. For WCQS News, I'm Matt Bush.